I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, hail, it's the Redskins. Boy, there's some interesting stuff going on right now out at Redskins Park. A great day for us to check in with our good friend Trevor Maddich, WML's Redskin analyst. Good morning to you, Trevor. Where to begin here? very interesting. So, okay, let's start with Scott McLuhan. The GM has been fired, and there's been a lot of speculation about what was going on behind the scenes. What's your take on it there?
Well, the Redskins, they're back to drama now, aren't they?
Yep.
It's well, we talked about them several years ago as being the Kardashians of the NFL. And now with this move with Scott McLuhan, it seems like they're back to being the Kardashians, but they're not Kim or even Khloe. It seems like there's danger that they might become that Kardashian brother who's struggling to get some attention. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but the rumors and sort of the, not just rumors, but there have been a number of sources that have said that Scott McLuhan, who had a drinking problem in the past that basically cost him two other jobs, had reverted back to drinking. And at least one player confirmed that he was showing up in the locker room at times after having been drinking. So I think that's probably what's been going on over there is the drinking side.
Well, it comes at a very crucial time, for him not to be there because he's supposed to be the brilliant talent evaluator.
Yeah, he is. And although he's been a bit up and down, he's had some very good draft picks. He's missed on a few, same with free agents. But the team is heading in the right direction, especially from culture in the locker room, and it's because of what McLuhan had brought. But the fact that they didn't let him go to this scouting combine last week was a huge thing because McLuhan had a big priority on meeting with potential draft picks, looking them in the eye, talking with them. And the fact that they didn't let him go to the combine to do that meant that this decision had already basically been made.
Yeah. Well, and I asked this question earlier. This was my first question when I heard this. Why do you hire someone, regardless of how talented they are, if you know they come with enough luggage to have to pay extra to check it on an airline?
Well, Mary, it was high risk and high reward. And that's really funny the way you said that. It's sad and tragic, but I like the way you put it.
Thank you.
You do it because you need his talent. And they took a risk, and I thought it was a good risk. And I thought McLuhan, by and large, professionally, was good for the team. Although I liked what he was doing with the team. But the risk turned out to pan out on the opposite side, on the negative side. And according to these reports, the drinking had come back to a point to where they even stopped allowing him to meet with the media. They basically took his public persona away from association with the Washington Redskins, and this happened weeks ago. And so, had he been able to keep it together, then I think it would have been a great risk. Either way, I still think it was a great risk. It just didn't pan out. And ultimately, in the long run, where it hurts the Redskins is that we are now in the stretch run of the evaluation process for the draft, and we're at the beginning of the free agency process.
Right.
And your guy whose job is to evaluate talent is no longer with the team. So there's a huge hole in the front office when it comes to that talent evaluation.
All right, so let's talk about some of these free agent decisions that have been made. It looks like DeSean Jackson is going to the Bucs and Pierre Garçon going to the 49ers, five-year deal there. These are key players on the offense, some of Kirk Cousins' favorite targets, and now they don't have any wide receivers.
Well, those are the top two. They were both 1,000-yard receivers last year, and it feels emotionally bad, but I think it makes sense because both guys are in their 30s now. Both guys would have been very expensive, and I think the Redskins felt like rather than get the last bit out of them before they start to slow down, it was better to allocate that salary cap space to other position groups. And assuming that Josh Doctson, their first-round pick from last year, can get himself healthy, he almost never played last year, then they'll still be okay. They'll get younger and cheaper at wide receiver. And it's something that needed to happen either now or in 2 years. They might as well do it now when it's cheaper to do.
And Kirk Cousins, the story that just caught everybody by surprise was that apparently we knew he was going to get this exclusive franchise tag, which would pay him, it's no bad deal, $24 million to play for the Redskins in 2017. But apparently Kirk Cousins went to Dan Snyder personally, face-to-face, and told him, I would like to be traded. And Dan Snyder apparently said to him, don't get your hopes up. What's right. going on? I mean, this is not good when you have a quarterback who has expressed the opinion that he would like to leave.
Nope, that's bad. And Kirk Cousins is the ultimate loyal company guy if he feels like they're doing right by him. But now I think he doesn't feel that way. Especially because now they've gotten rid of his top two receivers to go along with Jordan Reed, the tight end, who's still there. And so the idea here is that he would head out to San Francisco and play for his former Redskins offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, who's now the head coach for the 49ers. The thing is, though, the 49ers have no reason to really, or very little reason, let's put it that way, to give up draft picks to trade Cousins, because he'll become an unrestricted free agent next year anyway for financial reasons, if he plays out this year with the Redskins. And so if the 49ers don't trade away draft picks, next year they have a very good chance of getting Kirk Cousins and keeping the draft picks they would have traded for him this year to build up the team around him for when he gets there. And keep in mind that the 49ers only won 2 games last year. Cousins isn't the missing link to a Super Bowl run for them in 2017. So, you know, the Redskins might have a little less leverage than they think, certainly with that trading partner.
And so, but he'll sign the exclusive franchise tag, and he'll be the good soldier, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know that he'll do it because he'll be the good soldier. He'll sign the tag because it's $24 million guaranteed that he'll never get back. He doesn't have to sign it until really just about before the season starts. But the thing is, the Redskins don't have to worry about him sitting out the season. He won't do that. What he can do is make everybody else's life miserable by not signing the tender, because the only leverage he retains, since it's an exclusive tender and nobody else can negotiate with him, he cannot show up at minicamp. He cannot show up for a lot of training camp. He could miss a lot of preseason games, and that would hurt the team. So that would be sort of vindictive on Cousins' part, but at the same time, that's the only leverage he has left. And if he signs the tag, he loses that leverage.
So bottom line it for me, the coming season, is it going to be a great season, a good season, or an oh my God, what the heck season?
It's looking like a step back season. Part of the reason is that the wide receiver situation, as good as some of the young guys might be, wide receiver is one of the hardest positions in the NFL to come in as a young player and succeed. And so whoever in the draft they might get, or if Doctson gets healthy, they'll lose a lot of production at that position next year.
Yeah. By the way, great joke I heard. Tony Romo and RG3 bump into each other at an airport. Both men were sent to surgery and will be out for the rest of the season.
Oh, that's so hilarious on one side and sad on the other.
Thank you, Trevor Maddich. Greatly appreciated. Trevor Maddich, our WMAL Redskins analyst.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.